Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Jay, and this is the Rewatch Podcast. I watch movies all the time. Then I like to rewatch them, and sometimes I'll even watch them again. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad or just downright terrible. I'm going to watch them and then tell you all about them. And sometimes I'll have special guests join me. This is the Rewatch Podcast. Welcome back to the Rewatch Podcast. I am Jay Thomas, and this week we are talking about a movie that you have to see it to really believe it. From 1993, starring Michelle Yeoh, Maggie Cheung, and Anita Moy, it's The Heroic Trio.
An evil emperor of the underworld is using his power.
It's unnatural.
To create an army of darkness. The world will belong to me.
He can be beaten. Let's get serious.
Now, three extraordinary superheroes must unite in the most fantastic triple threat of all time.
You want it? Come and get it.
Acclaimed action star Michelle Yeoh of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Fine.
The Heroic Trio.
Fun, isn't it?
So ever since I watched the movie Yes, Madam, or whatever it was called on Amazon that I did the podcast for a couple weeks ago, I've been interested in Michelle Yeoh's martial arts movies and her Hong Kong movies. And Criterion this month, the Criterion channel, has a Michelle Yeoh like badass collection or something like that. And I watched the trailer for it. And I'm like, oh, this looks great. So I subscribed to the Criterion channel just so I could watch her movies. And I watched a couple of them, and I really liked them. I thought they were good. And then I got to The Heroic Trio, which is a superhero movie, and it's from the early 90s, so I thought, why not? Let's give this a try. And it's a very short movie. It's only 88 minutes long, and I don't really know what it was that I watched. It is one of the most bananas movies I've ever seen. Here's a little synopsis, but this is only like the bare minimum of what this movie was. While one tough woman with an invisible robe has stolen 18 babies for her powerful master, two other tough women and the cops try to stop her. I guess, yes, that's the overall story of the film, but it is just unbelievable. And I watched this in the original Chinese language, so it was subtitled. I have heard that the English dub is a little different and adds kind of a even more campiness to it. But I was trying to think back of like, okay, so this came out in like 92, 93. I've seen two different dates on here of when this actually came out. I believe it was 93. And I was thinking of like the superhero movies that were out back then. And it was mainly Batman and like The Flash on TV and like Darkman and things like that. This is a very low budget movie. In fact, when I said The Flash on TV, I mean like the 90s Flash. I think by this time it would have even been canceled. But it looks like it was filmed for TV. Like, this looks like a TV show or a movie that was maybe made for, like, TNT back in the day. Like, kind of like the old Mortal Kombat series. It looks like it takes place in the same, like, fake city that The Flash was and, like, Lois and Clark. That's the type of, like, production value that we have in this movie. But it does star Michelle Yeoh as Ching, also the Invisible Woman, or Number Three, are her characters' names. Maggie Cheung, who was a big star in Asian cinema, still is. She plays Chat, Thief Catcher, and Mercy. And Anita Mao plays Tongue, Wonder Woman, and Shadow Fox. So Mercy, Number Three, and Shadow Fox, I believe, are the names given to them for the English version. The Invisible Woman is Michelle Yeoh's character in the one that I watched. And Wonder Woman is what the main, like, hero is called, which I thought was crazy, because why would they be able to call her Wonder Woman? She's not the DC character. And I don't know what the rights issues would be, but they were just calling her Wonder Woman throughout the movie. Now, granted, I read it in a subtitle, so maybe there's a different thing there with a different language. Wasn't a big deal. She's not dressed remotely like Wonder Woman. She has a mask on. And they all have, like, these kind of capes, or, like, not, they're not capes. They're, like, robes slash, I don't know, flowing coats, kind of. Not really dusters, but it's a weird setup. But basically, yeah. So Michelle Yeoh's character, the Invisible Woman, as they call her, she's stealing babies. We find out in the beginning, 18 babies have been stolen for her evil master, who lives underground, which is something I didn't quite understand until the very end of the movie. Turns out, most of this movie, I didn't really fully get what was going on, but I've learned I'm not alone. A lot of people were confused. This isn't exactly what you'd call a good movie. It's low budget. It's a B movie for sure. And it's wonderful to watch. Like, it's super entertaining, but this is not remotely a good movie. The tones of this movie are all over the place. They've got like a super soap opera-y melodramatic section of the movie with like these very generic soapy type music beds underneath them. Music beds. I'm really using my radio lingo here. And there's the like the campy sci-fi superhero cheap movie. There's the martial arts movie. There's the like kind of dramatic police film. Like, there's so many different movies going on here. It's also kind of a horror movie at times. There's some Army of Darkness stuff that happens towards the end of the movie. It is all over the place. From beginning to end, I had no clue where this movie was going, and I was very confused because it's called The Heroic Trio, right? So, like, The Invisible Woman, Thief Catcher, which was, like, my favorite name because it's so ridiculous, and Wonder Woman. They should all be on the same team. But Michelle Yeoh, she's stealing babies. By the way, if you're not for infant harm, this might not be for you. There's some things that happen to babies, and even when the babies are getting saved, it is very stressful. And, I mean, it looks silly. It looks silly and campy and not remotely real babies. But there's just the care that's taken to children in this movie. It's not ideal. And I'm surprised that it happened. In fact, I think some of it was edited in the American version. Because they're like, you know, you can't do that to babies in, you can't do that to babies in movies. We're sorry. That's not how we do things here in America. But she's out here stealing babies. Wonder Woman stops her, and there's a lot of, like, wire work. When she comes into it, she's, like, flying on power lines. And I gotta say, there is a version of this movie, the English version, the English dub is on YouTube. But the version I watched was a remastered version on the Criterion channel. The more HD, by the looks of it, this movie gets, the worse it looks, because you can see wires for days. You know, the cool thing about, like, Crouching Tiger and movies like that, which was like almost 10 years after this movie, you don't see any of the wires. People are just flying around. It looks pretty awesome. In this one, you can see every wire connected to every baby, every infant, every superhero that's flying around, every weapon that's flying across the screen. You can see a string, you can see a line. It added to it for me. Like, I find that very funny, and I found it very entertaining and enjoyable. There's a scene where where Wonder Woman is checking out, like, I think it's either just a neighborhood or an orphanage. She's going to see this old wise woman, and a little girl falls from a window, and a kitten flies after her, which clearly was just somebody throwing a kitten out a window. And Wonder Woman flies into action. She's not in her suit. She's just a regular person. And she's able to catch the kid and then throw her, like, sheet or something out to catch the kitten and then catch the kitten in her hand. It is bonkers. It is one of the strangest scenes. Not really in this movie. I thought it was, and then the movie kept going. I was like, oh, no, that doesn't even rank. There's a scientist that's developing this invisible robe that Michelle Yeoh's character uses, and her evil master wants it. So, and I don't know if, like, he knows that there's the evil master. I think he does. I was very confused on how this scientist fit. Like, the scientist basically is saying the stuff that he's been doing to create invisibility, like, has been having radiation come out. So Michelle Yeoh's always, like, behind this thick glass. But somehow she uses the robe that has invisibility. Like, he's talking about how he needs to master it, and she's all using it constantly. I was very confused on what exactly was going on. But the scientist that she's in love with is, like, dying throughout the movie. And any time that there's a scene with the two of them, the music just swells, and it's this really melodramatic stuff. And it's just, it's really funny. It's not supposed to be, I don't think, but I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure if there's something lost in translation and me not being quite used to these movies, or if they're supposed to be as silly as this one is. The character of Thief Catcher, which is probably my favorite, played by Maggie Chang, she comes in riding a motorcycle. She's got goggles. She's got knee pads. She, like, is trying to be, like, the most superhero, and she saves a bunch of hostages. She comes in, and the cops are like, "What are you doing here?" She's like, "I'm going to save the day." And she takes, like, this dynamite, throws it in a barrel while sitting on it, whips out a shotgun. The dynamite explodes, which she looks kind of surprised, but I'm like, isn't this your plan? And she flies into the window and just starts fighting and shooting, and it's pretty awesome. Like, the action in this is fun, even if you can, a lot of the times, see wires. You kind of have to look past that. And Wonder Woman is married to a police officer, but he supposedly doesn't know, but I'm thinking he probably does, which does get revealed towards the end of the movie. It's so hard to explain this movie without you having seen it. Like, you have to watch this movie. If you're somebody that likes the things that I've talked about in the past, and you like campy movies, if you like superhero movies, this is one of the earliest. This is before the superhero boom. This is when we were in kind of the wasteland of superhero movies. At this point, we had the Superman movies. We'd had a couple Batman. I think there had only been two Batman movies at this point. Darkman had maybe come out. Blank Man hadn't come out yet. I mean, these are the kind of things we're talking about. Very low-budget superhero movies. And apparently, The Invisible Woman and Thief Catcher were, like, trained by the same people when they were kids, I think. And then Thief Catcher left. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this movie. And I think Wonder Woman and The Invisible Woman might be sisters, but I'm not sure, but they don't really know till towards the end of the movie. They're like, "Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you. Do we have to still kill each other?" That type of thing. The Evil Master, this was the strangest thing. I didn't know what was happening here. The Evil Master's plan is to steal all these babies. They all have royal blood, and one of them is destined to be the emperor of China. And they want to use this invisible technology to make it so they're like soldiers and they can take over and whatever. And they keep the babies in bird cages, and there's like spider webs around them. And I was like, why are there spider webs around them? Like, I kind of get the bird cages, but why is there a spider web around them? Is there going to be a giant spider? Spoiler alert, there's no giant spider, but I wouldn't have been surprised. That's the kind of movie this was. The Evil Master also has, like, I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman, and here's why. It's a very old-looking character who's a little ambiguous. Sort of seemed like, at times, it was ripped from Big Trouble in Little China, which I'm sure was taken from something a long time ago. But the voice was dubbed. Even in the Hong Kong movies, they don't record sound, or at least they didn't at that point, and they would dub everything afterwards. And the voice they used, I'm pretty sure, is a woman's voice. I could be wrong. But then in the American version, I've seen clips, it's very much like an evil master type of voice. And I'm like, that is way less weird. If you want the weird one, I urge you, I'm pretty sure this movie is still going to air through next month on Criterion. Just get the 7-day free trial. That's what I was going to do, but I think I'm going to keep it a little longer. And watch this version. It's only, if you forget about the free week, it's only like $10 a month. So, like, worst case, it's like renting this for $10. And it's worth the $10 if you like ridiculous things that you're not exactly sure what's going on. The Evil Master also has a henchman, because of course, but only one henchman. That's the thing that I also found very funny. You've got this Evil Master who's trained this other woman, and supposedly other kids at some point, but none of them are really there. You just have this other henchman. And at one point, the Invisible Woman, Michelle Yeoh's character, fights him and cuts his finger off. And in the Chinese version, he picks up the finger and eats it, which I was like, what? What just happened? Why did he do that? I did watch that scene in the American version, which again, you can find on YouTube. I don't really recommend it. It doesn't look great. You know, you get another, at least you don't have to read the subtitles, right? And you get that extra added inherent campiness of a dub, an English dub. But he also has this weapon that is crazy. He uses it later in a hostage bank situation where he throws what looks like the top of a birdcage onto somebody's head, and he tightens it and these blades come out and it just pops their heads off. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen. I'd never seen that weapon before in my life. I don't know if it was made up in this or if it's like an old ancient thing, but it was crazy and I loved every second of it. During this bank heist, the Wonder Woman, or Shadow Fox, depending on the version, and Thief Catcher join forces to work together to save these hostages. And at one point, they run they ride in super fast with a motorcycle, and then they like do this flip move off of the wall and just spin over and over again like a propeller while still on the motorcycle to get the henchmen. It was crazy. The Invisible Woman in the beginning of the movie, when she becomes visible, she has like a silver suit. She like never wears that suit again. The rest of the time, she's in red and like this big red robe. So I don't know if like they decided the robe didn't look right in the beginning and they changed it, or they changed it later. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I thought that was weird. There's this costume change. And anytime she wants to go see the evil master, she has to jump in the sewer, and she does this like kick flip thing onto the sewer lid, and it flies up and then comes right down perfectly when she goes in. And again, in the version I saw, you could totally see the strings pulling it up and down, and it was great. You don't see that on the YouTube version because it's a pretty crappy version. But it's funny because this movie's so confusing. Every time she went in the sewers, and then it would cut to the scene where she was with the master, I never registered that he was supposed to be down there, because in no way does it look like he's in a sewer. It looks like he's in like a far off land. Like, it's always dark and there's no point of reference of like where he's at. There's no pipes. There's nothing down there. I had no idea until the very end of the movie. I'm like, oh, she's like going to his lair in the sewer. When I read that he was a subterranean villain, I'm like, what? This movie's edited very weirdly, too. So, like, there's scenes where you'll be in one place, and then literally the character's in a different spot wearing something different. And I had no idea, like, how long it had been, or if it was the next scene, or, like, a day later. Sometimes I'd realize, like, oh, no, this is supposed to be the same day. And I promise I was watching the movie. I wasn't looking at my phone. Because anytime I have to have subtitles, I'm like, no, I'll pause it, because I don't want to miss something, especially the movie this strange. There is another scene where Wonder Woman and Thief Catcher get into a fight, and Wonder Woman has the baby, but she has another baby that was attempted to be stolen by the Invisible Woman. This fight is pretty good. Like, there's a fight then with like the three of them, but in the process of them all fighting, which one of them is basically just fighting nothing because it's the Invisible Woman, the upper level of this barn place that she was in, that the baby was on, breaks and falls, and the baby's falling the whole time, and they're all trying to save it. I mean, I think the Invisible Woman is. I couldn't see her. And this baby's falling, and they pick the baby up, and the Wonder Woman's holding the baby, and blood is coming out of her hand. And then they pan over, and there's a rusty nail with blood on it. I'm like, did they just impale a baby's skull on a rusty nail? Yes, they did. That's how crazy this movie is. And then after, like, that happens, Thief Catcher's like, oh no, I'm done with this. I know where this master's at. I'm gonna go get him. Her and Wonder Woman go to, like, fight this master, and they see all the babies, and they try to save the babies, and then it doesn't really work out at that moment. But they see, like, these older boys that are in, like, they're not diapers, but there's, like, cloths around their waist, and they're eating human bodies. So they're basically cannibals. They're, like, I think they're the older babies. Like, it feels like these kids have been kidnapped for like a long time, and they decide, now these are the heroes, mind you, they have decided that you can't save these children any longer, they're too far gone, so they throw dynamite at them, the heroes, the heroic trio, and they blow them up. There's like sparklers and gas at first, like smoke, and then eventually there's an explosion. Like, it's really weird, dynamite does different things at different times in this movie, but I'm pretty sure it's the same dynamite. I don't know. It was just convenient for the story. Eventually, the heroic trio become the heroic trio, and I think it's after the scientist finally dies that Michelle Yeoh's like, no, we gotta stop this evil master, and she joins forces with these women that she knows, both of them, but didn't know it at first. Very strange. And they all have to fight each other, of course, and there's a chase on horses, which I didn't really see coming, because most of this movie takes place in the city. And they join forces to have the final battle with the master above the ground. I think that's after they blow up a bunch of children. And the master comes up and he's like shooting lightning and None of them can do anything. And it takes like all of them working together and then hiding a stick of dynamite in his outfit to make him explode like a giant explosion. One stick of dynamite. Biggest explosion in the movie. And I'm like, again, you just used a bunch of dynamite on kids and it wasn't that big of an explosion. What the hell is going on? And I think at that point, I'm like, okay, it's 93. It's a pretty low budget movie. That's probably the end of it. And as the heroic trio are getting together and making sure everybody's okay, what happens? Terminator ending, baby. All of a sudden, the evil master walks out of the flames and it's a stop motion. It looks like the Terminator, but it's a human skeleton, not a robotic one. And there's like muscle and kind of guts on it. It's pretty gross. It looks pretty Evil Dead. And he attaches himself to Michelle Yeoh as she goes to fight him, the invisible woman. Not invisible. By the way, she's not invisible for a lot of this movie. So, you know, what's going on there? I guess because the invisibility is not quite ready yet and there's chemicals or something. I don't know. The whole science of the movie, it's a little questionable. But he like wraps himself around her and uses her as a puppet to fight the other two. It is one of the nuttiest things I've ever seen, and it was so great. I was sitting there with my mouth just agape, like, what is going... In fact, I even said out loud, what is happening? Alone, in my living room, thinking, I wish I had a whole house full of people watching this movie with me right now, because it's insane. It was insane. And I can't explain how they beat him, because I don't understand exactly what happened. I don't get it. It completely passed me by. So I can't spoil the end of the movie, because I don't know why it happened or how it happened. So you'll just have to like see the movie. I know I've given away a lot of this stuff, but honestly, me telling you what happens is nowhere near as good as you watching the movie. So please, if you like B movies, if you like early 90s superhero movies, if you like martial arts movies, if you like movies where babies are constantly in danger and kids get blown up, and before they get blown up, they pee their pants, this movie's for you. You have to watch this because it is the craziest version of all of those that I just said. And it feels like there's maybe at least five movies going on in one. And I'm here for it. And then I found out, as I was looking this movie up after I saw it, there's a sequel, and it's called The Executioners, and it is also on the Criterion Channel, so I will be doing that this weekend, and I cannot wait to see where it goes. It is not as highly rated as The Heroic Trio, but I'm hoping it's at least fun, and at least half as weird as The Heroic Trio, but I cannot recommend it enough. Seek it out. Do the free trial of Criterion. Watch that version. If you want to watch the American one, again, it is on YouTube. I don't think it's streaming anywhere, and I'm pretty sure it's out of print as far as the DVD goes. Like, after Crouching Tiger got real big, Miramax and Dimension, like, they distributed a bunch of these movies, American versions of them, on video. And so that's where it came from. And I suppose if you bought that, you would kind of be supporting the Weinsteins. So, yeah, maybe don't do that. So watch the Criterion one. It's you'll never see anything like it. I can promise you that. Heroic Trio. It's great. It's terrible, but it's great.
The Rewatch Podcast is an Alpha Media production.